Well, good day to you, and thank you for your call today to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Brother Jeff here, continuing on the thoughts of fruit bearing. We must bear fruit, and we know that a good tree brings forth good fruit, and a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. We know, according to the Word of God, that the soil is important. The condition of your heart, there in Luke chapter 8, it shows us how important the soil is. You know, your heart is likened to the soil. And if your heart's not right, you'll bring no fruit to perfection. This is incredibly needed here. But I think the real issue of understanding fruit bearing, the real success, is going to be answered as we camp out in John chapter 15 and we understand about abiding. The keys to bearing fruit are really so simple to abide in Christ. It's not what I do. It's not what I work up. It's not how much education I get or how many seminars I sit through, but it's that I connect to Christ. You know, I really think there's just so few people really connected to Christ. We have a head knowledge. We have an outward show. We have so few people that have met Jesus and they're intently joined with Him. And they have an intimacy with Jesus. He invites us to come connect to Him. He said, abide in me. So I think there's an invitation there. You must come to Jesus and you must connect to Him. I mean, if you were standing at a life or death situation, you would beg for your life. You would beg for mercy. You would beg. I think we've just got an American independent attitude that we don't beg God anymore. We've just gotten content not to have God, so we don't beg and plead and hunger and thirst and desire. I've got to have you, God. I've got to be connected to you, God. And once we're abiding in Christ in John 15, it says there that every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away, and every branch in me that bears fruit, He purges. So as you abide, you're going to meet the pruning. But that's better than the axe hewing you down at the root and casting you in the fire. God wants you to have balance and beauty and much fruit, and that your fruit would be continually, constantly remain. But we must be connected to Jesus. He is the real root. If you're on any other root, my friend, you're going to be destroyed. He is the root. And we as the wild, sinful, filthy, when we get connected into Him, and we're purified, we're sanctified, and we become a productive fruit-bearing Christian. And we've got to watch our heart. Soul's got to have that good soil. And the conditions. And the Bible tells us to walk in the light as He is in the light, and we have fellowship one with another. 1 John chapter 4, I believe it is. So it's important that we have health, sun, and light are very important to bearing fruit. So walk in the light. You know, what is a movie going to do to your condition of fruit bearing? It's going to defile you. What is listening to the world's music going to do to you? It's going to defile you. What about fellowshipping with the foolishness, things of this world that may not seem so bad, but they don't bring you to Christ. They're going to defile. Separate. Stay in the light. Love the truth. Abide in Jesus. And then water and food. Water and fertilizer are so important. The Bible talks about being the husband washing his wife on the water of the Word. And, you know, Jesus is that Word. The Word of God is clean. Fear of the Lord is clean. And also, if you look back at the old story of the children of Israel, God loved them so much. He wanted to bring his nation out of Egypt and into a land. And he rained this, snowed this manna down to the ground every day, these little bread pellets, little bread pieces. And the Bible says man did eat angels' food. These little things come down, and they would gather. But it said if you didn't get up early and gather them, when the dew came out, they melted. They melted. So I tell you, my friend, you need to seek the Lord while he may be found. And seek him early, early in life, early each day. Have a time set aside to where you get the life of Jesus, that he is what you eat and drink and sleep. Oh, may we love the spiritual. And then also, you know, if you're going to have a fruitful vine or a fruitful tree, it has to be separated from the things that contaminate it. There's thorny vines that will try to choke it. And there's weeding you have to do. You have to have it in a certain place for pollination after it's cut. Don't let things choke it. There's things it has to be separated. We must, as a people, be separated from sinful things if we're going to bear fruit. You know, and sometimes we just have to prioritize our life, the cares of life, the things of pleasure and riches. These things will destroy our fruit bearing. So we must learn the biblical doctrine of separation to bear fruit for Christ. And then protection is another thing I have here. If we're going to bear fruit, we must have the protection. You know, there's times when the weather gets warm and the fruit tree begins to bloom. And it's really early because, you know, there's going to be more frost. So there may be times to be covered and protected from the things that would destroy the fruit in its initiation. There are insects that will have to be combated. There are diseases that will have to be combated. And you know, if I had a very valuable orchard, you know, I wouldn't mind some needy people coming and eating my fruit. But oh, there's thieves too that want to load a truck off of your good fruit-bearing orchard. And we know the devil comes to steal. He comes to kill and he comes to destroy. So beware. We need to guard our hearts and our lives so that we bear the precious fruit and that our fruit would remain. Yeah, our life, our souls, they need to be saved. And our children are another fruit that we have. And they need to be protected and guarded and cared for. There's work God's called us to do, the ministry God has put us in. That's a fruit of our life, and it needs to be done with diligence and holiness and righteousness, that it would be something that would bring God glory. And one day your death is going to be the summation of the fruit of your life. You know, that except the corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it brings forth fruit. You know, some people never really get the attention of some of their family or their neighbors or somebody until their death. And sometimes God is going to get more glory from us going on and that faithful life being sealed with the testimony that he trusted God, he believed God, he obeyed God. And then we're going to leave a heritage behind us. We're gonna leave some sort of inheritance behind us. Some men leave a fortune. Some men leave a testimony of righteousness and a heritage of godliness. That's a fruit that I want to leave behind. So may God have mercy on us today as we love the Lord and we bear precious fruit. And I want us to remember that there in Galatians chapter 5, when it talks about the fruit of the Spirit being love, joy, and those other nine things it mentions there, and the peace, the kindness, the self-control, the temperance it calls for, we must remember there's a key at the end of the Galatians 5 passage. I'm going to read it to you. Galatians 5, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. So in other words, you can commit these things and do these things as much as you want. There's no law. And then it says this in verse 24, and I think this is the key. And I'm hoping to talk about this subject the next couple of days. It says, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Well, God bless your day. Keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus. And remember your Creator and what he's looking for you. He's looking to see you complete in him, intimate with him, connected to the vine, connected to the root, that you bear much fruit. Thank you again. 099 opens the voice box, and we'd love for you to leave a message if you need to. Any questions or prayer requests, we love you and we want to be a blessing to you. God bless you.